Leadership pulled the plug. I know, I get it. And now you're left holding the actual pieces. But here's what you might not know. This might be one of your biggest opportunities yet. In today's episode, I'll show you how to turn a canceled project into a career-defining moment. Now think about it. What if your project cancellation could actually boost your professional reputation? And what if I told you that the way that you handle this setback could land you your next big promotion? Now listen, family, I don't want to make no promises that I can't keep, so I will say this to you. I'm going to break down these battle-tested strategies, these pragmatic strategies, to make you look like a project management rock star, even when your project goes up in flame. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. I have an 8-point framework, and these 8 points, my goal, my mission, my job today is to unpack today's title, which is entitled Project Canceled. What do I do as a project manager? A family, when I have something similar to this family where I talked about failure instead of cancellation in one of my episodes, it just made me, every time I think about or I read something where a project has been canceled, whether I've experienced it or my colleagues, or I read an article somewhere, it seems like we all have the same thing. We all come from the same place in the beginning. And what I want to do today, family, is really attack that, because I know personally what it feels like to have a project canceled. I remember the first time that it actually happened and I was lost. I was confused. I started going down that it's all my fault. I don't know why this has happened to me. I can't believe that I got this far. We were 6, 8, almost like a year in, and now you want to cancel it? You could have chose any time to cancel the project, but now you want to cancel it? Like, we're almost at the point where we're handing the product over to the customer and now you want to cancel it? Family, this is just part of this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. And we have to understand, unless, and I say unless, but it may not always be about you. So today's episode, we're going to unpack some things that may hopefully can give you some clarity, especially to my new project managers or project managers that are looking to get it, people that are looking to get into project management. So let's get into point number one. Refuse to get caught up in this, why did this have to happen to me? See, I shared that at the beginning of my story because it's really true. I'm being as transparent as I can, family, because I lived it. I literally felt like, why did this have to happen to me? And I don't want you to go through that. So I'm giving you the information ahead of time. All right, it happened. Now what do we do about it? So I want you to understand the importance of, hey, I can understand from a pride standpoint. No, let's not even use pride. I can understand for when you care about your craft, you want to know why you're looking at your peers, your colleagues, like they're having success. Why did they choose my project to cancel? So I don't want you to get down in that. You know what? I'll give you 48 hours to mope. I'll give you another 24 hours. So that's 3 days, 72 hours to go through the process of playing a victim. But we're going to erase that mindset and go to a victor. So these next points, we're going to ensure that we can address that. Point number two, you want to immediately notify the team. You want to call an emergency meeting. You want to let the team know, hey, and clearly articulate the situation, the next steps, how we're going to address any immediate concerns. And then we want to start working on providing a timeline for winding down on any activities. Because again, most of the time, most of the times my projects, when they've been canceled, the information came directly to me. My stakeholders had no idea. They were just showing up at the meeting and they're like, what's going on? Or I call an emergency meeting. They're like, what happened? So you want to officially recognize with your stakeholders, because one of the biggest things that, one of the pitfalls that you can fall into is not being transparent and making sure that you communicate to your stakeholders. Officially recognize that this project has actually been canceled. Point number three, you're not going to catch this everywhere. This point right here, message, you want to create you a project cancellation playbook. If it was me, I would keep one personally and one for the organization. Now, personally, I wouldn't put any of the company's information in there. I would put in there some of the things that I could have done better, or better yet, no, scratch that. Some of the information that I've learned from my stakeholders that maybe I could have done better at. Still coming at, I could have done better. See, I'm taking full accountability, regardless if it had nothing to do with me. I couldn't control it, have no choice in control it. Also, what you want to do, if you have a project management office, you want to share this playbook with your PMO and other project managers. Now, sometimes, as us project managers know, hopefully we have a repository to doc for all documentations. And if you don't, then I would recommend that you try to work with your PMO to create one, because it's going to be important. One of the things is when I seen a valued PMO project management office is when they would have a quorum of all the project managers who either projects been canceled or they've been closed completely and successfully, that they would come on and they would just allow other project managers to join the call to ask them questions. Hey, why was your project canceled? Or when you closed your project, what were some lessons learned that you ran into along the way? I found that when I worked under that PMO was so effective, because I got to learn so much in such a short amount of time. So again, create you a project cancellation playbook. Let's move on to point number four, vendor management. Now, you want to properly close these relationships with external vendors and suppliers. I would first get on the phone and notify all of the vendors that, hey, this project is being closed. And then I would follow up with an email correspondent to really inform them that the project is being canceled. You want to settle up on any invoices and terminate any ongoing services. Again, it's going to be key, family, that you maintain a personal and professional relationship with each of the vendors, because you never know that these vendors may show back up on the project. And if you're able to explain the why, not just, hey, we're not going with you anymore, but give them real context. Because again, you have to keep in mind, family, that the vendors that you're working with have also maybe hired other people as well. So their team may have questions. I've even had it where we've decided to go in a different direction and a vendor asked me, hey, would I be open to getting on a call with him and his team to talk through what happened? And I was like, absolutely. Because again, you never know where you may have to work with this vendor again. And the more that you are allowed, the more you're transparent within context, let me be clear, because there may be some information you're not allowed to share with the vendor, but what you are able to share with the vendor, I definitely recommend that you do that. Let's move on to point number five, contract termination. This is not really talked about a lot of time, because sometimes project managers do not handle a lot of contracts. But if you do, one of the things I always like to do when I have to deal with contracts, I want to make sure I partner with the legal department to ensure if there's anything there as far as if we cancel within a certain time frame, do we owe any money? Just finding out any legality, just understanding the legality behind the contract. So I always like to partner with counsel and say, hey, I need you to read over this. I'm reading over there. I'm looking at anything. Could you advise me on what we need to do to move forward? Because you want to be ensure that anything that you're liable for, that you handle it effectively. Let's move on to point number six. I talked about this briefly, stakeholder communication. You want to proactively reach out to your stakeholders to address any concerns so you can maintain trust. I'm going to tell you, I shared this on before, where as a project manager, you're the coach. And a lot of times as the coach, you're not out there playing. And because you're not out there playing, translating it back to what we're discussing as a project manager, all I can do is make sure that I'm doing the proper escalation, that I'm communicating effectively, that I am holding people accountable. If I'm not getting what I need, then I need to ensure that I am documenting everything. Because again, the model here, documentation is always going to be conversation. if you want to take this a step farther, if you want to be exceptional, one of the things I recommend, and again, this is based on how big your team is. Now, I've had smallest teams as 5 or about 10, and then biggest team is 100 plus. When I have those smaller teams, no more than about 25, I like to talk to them one-on-one first before I have a big team meeting. If I have the bandwidth, meaning that if they just didn't say, hey, we want to put you on this other project since yours is canceled. But if I have the bandwidth, which most of the time I ensure that I make the time for it, is I have one-on-ones with each other stakeholder. And it may be just as simple as that maybe they didn't feel comfortable asking certain questions in front of a bigger audience. And so I just want to figure out, I want to have that before I go into the bigger audience call, because what I can do is take that information is when I'm building a PowerPoint deck, I can include that in my closing remarks, in my remarks in general, which will allow me to answer even people that may have thought of that question but decided not to ask it. So if you have the bandwidth, if you have the capability, because you're not having to go work on another project right away, I would schedule one-on-ones. Let's move on to point number 7, resource reallocation. A lot of times what could happen is when a project cancels, your resources are normally dispersed back to the PMO, or I should really say they're dispersed back to their direct report. So the direct report will make the decision on what's the project that they're going to work on next. One of the things I like to do is ensure that each of the resources understand where they're going, because a lot of times it could create some scarcity and fear. So you want to, I know this sounds like a lot, but it's really not, because you can knock all of this out on a phone call. So what I like to do is work with the functional managers to understand and identify any new assignments for the team members. And also, we don't forget about relocation or reallocation of equipment and or materials. Let's move on to point number 8, documentation and archiving. You want to properly document and archive all project-related material for future references. You want to collect and organize all project documents, including schedules, plans, reports, basically any correspondence, and just store them in a secure, accessible location. Here's my 2 bonuses for you, family. I think I did 2. Let's do a project closure report. You want to put together a report. Now, one of the things I've also done is either I've created a one-pager or a multi-page report of kind of summarizing what happened and what I've done to close out certain areas, meaning how I closed out the project schedule, how I closed out the contracts. Here was the resources that the stakeholders that we will work with. Here's a project team, etc. So by drafting this detailed closure report, including like I said, the project background and the reason for cancellation, and also if there's the financial aspect, like how much what's planned versus actual to date. So let's say we only plan to spend, and I'm making this number up, $1 million, and it's actually at currently $250,000. We want to document these things. Basically, what all you're doing, family, is documenting key learnings. My last and final point, or I should say bonus for you, is update the project management office, or AKA, also known as the PMO. Ensure the PMO is fully informed about the project cancellation and any implementations. What I like to do is I will schedule one-on-one with the PMO director or VP, whoever assigned it to me. Normally it'd be a director or a VP, and I'll just give them an overview, ask them, is there anything that they want me to add additional to the report? I'll normally send the report ahead of time before we have that actual meeting to ensure that we're all on the same page so they can come with their questions and discuss anything else that they need. As I have 3 closing remarks, just to make sure that we're aligned here today. My first one is, of course, refuse to get caught up in why this happened to me. What I'm recommending to you, family, yes, it's not good. Sometimes it could be your performance, but sometimes it could be your team's performance. And sometimes it could be the customer just doesn't know. They no longer want the product or the project. And so they may have ran out of money, or they just refused to move forward. Maybe they found another vendor. There could be a plethora of reasons of why. First, get to the bottom of why the project is actually closed, and then work from there. If it's your performance, find out what you can do better or what you should have done better. And then when you get another shot at this thing called project management, take what you've learned and apply it. Point number two, contract terminations. Again, a lot of times project managers forget about this, but you want to ensure you collaborate with your legal team for them to go over the contract with you to see if there's any liabilities there that you may owe because you're canceling the contract early. And my last and final point, I don't know why I did that, but last and final point, excuse me, right away you want to contact your team when you find out that the project is actual closed. What I like to normally do, like I said, it's in 24 to 48 hours, depending on what type of project is and the sensitivity of the actual project. Hey, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode as usual. Maybe you don't, but I really enjoy what I do here. To me, this is an opportunity not only to give back, but I'm hoping that I can help. And I know this is a bold goal, get 1 million new project managers and even seasoned project managers to really invest in this thing called project management. Again, family, I appreciate your time today. I go by the name of ED. Until next time, I'm out.